Parshas Toldos, Kapitel Chofei, Posik Chovov. V'acharei chen, Yotza Ochiv, V'yodoi Chezes, Ba'akev Esav, V'ikro Shemo Yaakov. V'acharei chen, after that, the Esav was born, his brother, Ochiv, emerged with his hand grasping the heel of Esav, Vayikra Shmo Yaakov, and he called his name Yaakov. We know that the name of a person is his true essence. The Pasuk seems to say that the reason that Yaakov Avinu was called Yaakov was because the name Yaakov comes from a loshon of Ekev, Ayin Kuvveiz, Ekev, which means heel. And Yaakov was holding on to the heel of Esav. So that's why he's called Yaakov. How does Yaakov, Ekev, heel, define the true essence of Yaakov Avinu? What does it mean? What are we supposed to understand from this? The true essence of Yaakov Avinu is a heel, the heel of a person. Rashi says, on Pasuk Chofei, Vayetze Harisha in Admoni Kuloi Kader Seir, Vayiku Shemoi Esav. The first one of the twins emerged red, entirely like a hairy mantle, so they named him Esav. It says over here, Vayikru'u, not Vayikru, Vayakiv, it says Vayikru Shmo Yaakov. Vayesav, it says Vayikru'u, they called him. Who's they? Zok Rashi. Everyone called him Esav, because he had as much hair as a child several years old already. That's how much hair he had. Esav was born completely developed. Rashi says on this pasuk, on the Yikur Shmo Yaakov, one pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu named this child Yaakov, who's by Yikra, and he called him, named him Yaakov, the Rebbeinu Shalom. Others say it was Yitzchak Avinu who called him Yaakov. Why? For he was grasping on to the heel. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch says that Yitzchak called his child Yaakov, signifying that this child, Yaakov Avinu, will follow on the heels of the other child and overtake him. He will grant Esav precedence, but will overtake him in the end. The weaker one, the one of lesser strength, will ultimately occupy the position of the first. The Paneach Roza, a Kadmon, he has a hafaldig pshat on why the Torah tells us that Yaakov was grasping the heel of Esav. Why do we need to know that? Zok the Paneach Roza. The Torah wrote this to let us know of the chesed which Yaakov Avinu did for his mother. Yaakov grasped onto the heel of Esav so that he would come out together with Esav. Why? Why do you want to come out together with Esav? So that his mother would not need to be in pain once again when he came out. When Isha has twins, it's painful every time a baby comes out. He said, I'm going to grab onto the heel of Esav and come out together with Esav, so it should be less painful for my mother. Hasn't the Moshe of the Kenyabali Tesis? He has the same question, but he says, why was Yaakov grasping onto the heel of Esav as opposed to any other limb? Specifically, he was holding on to the heel. Yeah, you could say the heel was the last part to come out, but he could have grasped onto higher. Esav is called a chazir, a pig. The chazir has one simen of being tohar. What is that simen? The heel. Being that it only has one simen of tahira, we know that an animal to be tohar has to have two simonim. being that it only has one, the chazir, it's a tummy animal. Zokta Moshev's Kanim. Yaakov grasped the only part of Esav which was Tahar. He didn't want to hold on to any other part. Zokta Radak. This is a sign that in the end Yaakov Avinu will rule over Esav. Like one who grasps his oichiz, something, you want to grasp something in his hand. This was through a miracle that Yaakov was able to grasp Esav's heel in utero. While he was in his mother's body, he was able to grasp Esav's heel already. It says in the Klei Yakar, this is a simon that in the future Esav will scorn the Bechira, like something one crushes with his heel and demeans it. You crush something with your heel, not important. It is that heel which Yaakov grasped. When Esav crushed, with his heel, Yaakov grabbed hold of it. The Bechira, Esav is saying, who needs the Bechira? It's the heel. Yaakov grabbed onto that. All of the mitzvahs of the Torah, even those seemingly unimportant mitzvahs, mitzvahs that were dash ba'kavod, we squash, we smash with our heels, mitzvahs that people don't lend credence to, were important to Yaakov, and he performed them in the proper manner. It says in the Ben Ish Chai, Rivka Imenu was concerned as to what was happening inside of her. She was told not to worry. Shnei goyim bevitnech. There are two nations inside of her. Tfekte ben Ishchai. She was concerned. It's supposed to calm her down to tell her there are two nations inside of you? How is that supposed to alleviate her fear? The Gemara in Shabbos in Nachlama Day says, Shmuel would not go on a ship unless there was a goy on the ship with him. Shmuel said that the Satan cannot rule over two nations. Rivka was being told not to worry about the danger of a pregnancy, for there were two distinct nations inside of her, and therefore the Satan could not rule over her. With this we can understand why Yaakov grasped the heel of Esav. Yaakov wanted to make sure that the Satan could not do any harm during the childbirth. He held on to Esav until he was out, so that there would always be two nations together within Rivka, and therefore the Satan would not have any power. This is a remez to Yaakov Avinu ruling over this world. Yaakov and Esav split the two worlds. Esav received this world, Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov received the next world, Olam Haba. However, ultimately, Yaakov was entitled to this world as well. Had Klal Yisrael not accepted the Torah, the world would have been destroyed. Being that Klal Yisrael saved the world from being destroyed because they accepted the Torah, it is like one who saves an object from the ocean and is allowed to keep it. Klal Yisrael saved this world, and therefore this world became theirs as well. So although they had an agreement between Yaakov and Esav that Esav was entitled to this world, that was his, and Yaakov got Olam Haba, but because this world would have been destroyed without Yaakov, Yaakov was zeicha to this world as well. It said in the Eitz Hadas Tov from Chaim Vital, V'acharei chein, the pasuk says the word V'acharei chein, the word chein, here to teach her that Yaakov came out immediately after Esav. Acharei chein, not the acharei, after. V'acharei chein, immediately after. Yaakov was holding on to Esav and did not want to let go. The Torah tells us this is a remez that immediately after the reign of the kingdom of Esav, the progeny of Yaakov would take over. At that point in time, it was only known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is why it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who named him Yaakov, Zokta B'chaim Vital. There is a yud in front of the Akev, Akev meaning the heel, which Yaakov grabbed onto, and the yud in front of it, which tells us that it will be in the future. Yud in front of a word means future, puts the tense of the word into the future. It will be in the future that Yaakov Avinu will rule over Esav. It says in that Deres Eliyahu, The Torah tells us that everyone called the first child Esav, while the second child, it says, Vayikra Shema Yaakov, and he called. Esav was called as such, for he was born complete. One could see as soon as he was born that he had hair as one much older. Yaakov as well was born in a state of completeness. As we see, he was grasping the heel of Esav. The difference between the two was that Esav was complete in his mother's womb. He did not do anything to achieve this. On the other hand, Yaakov was called such, he was called with the name Yaakov, due to his action of grasping the heel of Esav. He was doing something, a maisa. Esav was called by everyone Esav, for they all saw that he was born complete. They saw everyone, look, Esav is complete. He called him Yaakov. Means that it was because of Yaakov's own actions, Yaakov himself, his own actions that he grasped on to Esau, that he was called Yaakov, as if to say Yaakov gave himself the name Yaakov. Zoktagoin. With all living things, the klipa, the shell, comes before the fruit. Before you have the fruit, there's a shell. Esav, the klipa, came out before Yaakov. Yaakov is the fruit, and Esav is the shell. In the Olam HaYetzira, in the world of creation, Yaakov was created first. He was created first, because he was the Iker. Esav took Olam HaZeh, and Yaakov took Olam Haba. Olam Haba, which is the Iker, the purpose of Olam HaZeh. That's what Yaakov took. At the end, Yaakov will end up taking Olam HaZeh as well. Said in the Chochmas HaTorah, "Vayigdalu hanaorim vayihi Esav ishri deyatzayit ish soda." The naorim grew up, and Esav became one who knows trappings, a man of the field. There are those who are rishoim, for they are simple-minded, and do not have the intelligence to control their desires. Then there are rishoim who can control their desires, yet they choose not to. Vayihi Esav ishri deyatzayit. Esav knew how to control his Yetzirah. Nonetheless, Ish Sode, he chose to be a man of the field and follow all of his desires. Yaakov Avinu was Yeshev Eholim. He sat in his tent. Yaakov considered this world a temporary world, a tent, just as a means to get to the next world. It says in Aderes Elio, on the Torah and Parashas Toldos, this week's Parashah, Brisi Hoisi Deyachayim Vasholim, Ve'etnim Le'mora Ve'irani, Ubnei Shmi Nachas Hi, my covenant of life and peace was with him. I gave them to him for the sake of the fear with which he feared me, for he shuddered before my name. This pasuk can be understood with the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba. It was Leil Shabbos, and the mayor was darshaning in the Beis Medrash. There was a woman who listened to the mayor and did not go home until he finished. At that time, it was late into the night. The woman's husband was upset that she came home so late. He made a shvua that his wife could not come home until she spit in the eyes of the person who she was listening to, the mayor. The mayor made it so that the woman spit in his eyes 7 times. Amazed, Talmidim asked him, how are you allowed to do that? There's a lack of Kavod HaTorah. Reb Meir, he got the Isha, made it like he had something in his eyes, he needed her help, and got her to spit in his eyes 7 times. Kavod HaTorah! How could he allow it? And for Reb Meir, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows his name to be erased. By a Saita, his name is erased in order for there to be Shalom, peace in a home. He certainly is ready to be embarrassed for peace in a home. V'etnim le'mayir v'yirani, I Hashem gave over to Talmidei Chachamim that one should fear a Talmud Chacham. U'bnei Shmi Nachasu, however, the Talmud Chacham must remain humble and be ready to be embarrassed, just as I, Hashem, allow my name to be erased for Shalom. What Meir is saying is, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kavi Yochel, allows his name to be embarrassed. Certainly, Reb Meir, Kavod HaTorah, but for Shalom Bayis, he can allow himself to be embarrassed as well. He has to be an onav, he has to be humble. It says in Rashi, in Parashas Vayishlach, Kapitel Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Katonti mikol ha-chasadim. I have been diminished by all the kindness. Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov he would protect him, Yaakov Avinu feared perhaps he used up his chuyos, or he sinned, which would cause him to lose his chuyos. Now we can understand the significance of the name Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu cared about the mitzvahs which others crushed with their heels. To Yaakov Avinu every mitzvah was precious. How can one accomplish this? How could one see every mitzvah as an opportunity and not say, it's not chashuv, it's not important? By being an onov, like we see from Reb Meir. Yaakov was not born an onov. Rather, it was a midah that he acquired. He came out of the womb grasping the heel of Esav. However, Yaakov never became haughty. He never became a balgaiva. He never became arrogant. He always realized that the ikar is olam haba. The true essence of Yaakov Avinu was that he considered himself nothing more than the heel. You want to know what the true essence of Yaakov was? He saw himself as nothing more than the heel. He certainly was much greater. He had everything, olam haba, and he ended up being zeichet olam hazeh. But the trick is to always see yourself as the heel. That was the true essence of Yaakov Avinu. He was always working on perfecting his avodas Hashem. In Kapitel Chav Vav, Pasuk Chav Beis, the Pasuk says, Ayatek Mishom Vayachpor Be'er Acheres V'leirav V'olel Vayikir Shmor Rechoivois Baretz. He relocated from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. There was no fighting. So he called its name Rechoivos and said, "For now Hashem has granted us ample space and we can be fruitful in the land." Avimelech sent Yitzchak Avinu out of his land. Yitzchak left Avimelech and encamped in the valley of Gerar. Yitzchak dug anew the wells of water which were dug in the days of his father Avram Avinu. The Plishtim had clogged up the wells after Avram's death. Yitzchak's servants dug two wells, which the people of Gerar contested. The Pasuk says, Vayachru, they, the servants of Yitzchak, dug. However, the final one, which was uncontested, the Pasuk says, Vayachpar, and he dug. Why did the Torah switch the wording from plural form to singular form? By the first two, Vayachparu, the servants of Yitzchak dug, and the last one, Vayachpar, and he dug. Furthermore, why does the Torah give us so many details regarding these wells? What's so important about the wells? It says in the Ramban, Vayikra Shema Be'er Eshek Yis Ashku Imoy, and he called the name of the well Esek, because they contended with him. Why is the Pasuk discussed at length about the matter of the wells, Frekta Ramban? This story itself seems to serve no apparent purpose. In truth, there is a hidden matter contained in this incident. The wells are remnants of the Batei Mikdashos. Yitzchak named the first well Esek, contention, which is a remnant of the first Beis HaMikdash. Our enemies contended with us, engaging in many wars until they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Yitzchak named the second well Sitna, hatred, which is a remnant of the second Beis HaMikdash. It says in Ezra, Kisur Sitna al Yeshua Yehuda Yerushalayim, during the reign of Achashverosh, it says they wrote a hateful Sitna, accusation against Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Yitzchak called the third well Rechoivos, which is a remnant of the third and everlasting Beis HaMikdash. It says in Devarim, V'miyachiv Hashem alikecha es gvulcha kasher nishba. When Hashem will expand your boundary as He swore, this pasuk refers to the future when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built and the Rabbeinu Shalom will expand the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bachya says, it is only by the third well that the name of Hashem is mentioned. Based on the Ramban's pshat, it can be explained. The reason is because the first two Beit HaMikdashes were built by human beings, while the third one will be built by Hashem and Shemayim and will never be destroyed. That's why it says Ki Hirchav Hashem Lanu. The Neshem Hashem is only by the third well. It says Naderes Eliyahu. The shepherds of Gerar quarreled with the shepherds of Yitzchak. Why did they fight over the first two wells and not the third one? And secondly, what was Gerar's claim to the wells? To the first two they argued. What were they tying? What was their problem with it? The shepherds of Yitzchak dug and found fresh water. Gerar claimed that their water originated from their water source, and therefore they were partners with them in the well. So the shepherd of Yitzchak dug another well. They told Gerar to take one well, and they would keep the other well. Let's share it. He's saying that you're from the water source, but we dug it. We'll share it. We'll have one, you'll have one. Gerar said they did not want to split it that way. Rather, they wanted to have a portion in both wells. Both wells should be shared. It'll be 50-50 partners in both. This arrangement was not acceptable for Yitzchak. Yitzchak wanted to have his own. We have one, you have one. Gerar was a bad influence, and Yitzchak did not want to have any association or partnership with them. Yitzchak went to a completely different water source and dug a well there, the third well, so that Gerar would not have any claim to it, and they would not have to be partners. It says in the Malbim, and they dug another well. They dug the first well, and Gerar started a fight with them. They did not want to fight, so they dug another well. Once again, Gerar picked a fight with them, even though they did not even have the slightest legitimate claim to the wells, Dr. Malbim. Gerar did not need the water. Their sole purpose was that Klal Yisrael should not have water. It says in the Marish Daif, Yitzchak dug these wells to have a kosher mikveh. He wanted to have a mikveh that was kosher. There are many opinions regarding the qualifications necessary to be a kosher mikveh. In the Chatchila, it is proper for one to build a mikveh that is kosher according to all shitas. The first and second well, the mikveh, were not kosher mikvehs according to all shitas. There was contention on both of them, since not everyone agreed to their status. The third mikveh was 100% kosher according to all opinions. It was from this mikveh that mitzvahs would be done with kedusha and purity to bring forth a nation of holy people, a am kadosh. Said Rabbeinu Bachya, "Vayikru lehen shemos kishmos asher karla naviin, kishmos asher karla navi aviv," and he called them by the same names that his father called them. Yitzchak did not want to change the names of the wells that his father already named. This is a great honor for Avraham Avinu. Perhaps because Yitzchak did not change the names of the well of respect to his father, his name was never changed. Yitzchak, we know, his name was always Yitzchak. Avram turned into Avram, and Yaakov into Yisrael. Yitzchak always remained the same. It says in the Revi Al Atayra, and he, Yitzchak, named it Sheva. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheva. Yikra Yisra Sheva, Akin Shemeya Beersheva. As it says in the Pasuk in Chof Aleph, Kapitel Chof Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, by Avram Avinu, Al Kain Kara Lamakim Ahu Beersheva. Avram Avinu already called it Beersheva. If Avram Avinu already called the place Beersheva, then what does the Pasuk mean that Yitzchak called it Beersheva? But you can always say Shiva, come over here in Kapitel Chof Vav, that Yitzchak called it. But we already have five Prakim earlier that Avram called it Beersheva. And for the Revi Al Teira, Avram Avinu called La Mokai Mahu, that well Be'er Sheva. And Yitzchak called Ha'ir, the entire city Be'er Sheva. It says in the Me'or B'Shomesh, and all of the wells that his father's servants had dug in the days of Avram, his father. It says in Shemois, Ki Yichra Ishbar, if a man shall dig a pit. The word Yichra refers to digging. Why did the Psukim here use the root word Chofer? What's the difference between Chofer and Yichra? They both seem to mean dig. So why over here does the Torah use the word chafar, vayachbar, vayachbaru, and in Shmois it says ki yichra ishbar, a man shall dig a pit. What's the difference between yichra and yachbar? The Torah being meram is the main purpose of one's life is to be mois and nefesh and is avodas Hashem. Avraham Avinu represented the midah of chesed, and Yitzchak represented the midah of pachad and gevura. Chofer is Rashi Tevez, chesed, pachad, rachamim. Chofer, ches, Tevez. Each of the Oros HaKadoshim represented a specific midah, yet they all had chofer. They all had chesed, pachad, and rachamim. Yitzchak continued digging the world until he was successful. It was done at all costs. The Torah is meramez here that one must be moisen nefesh and is avoid this Hashem to be successful. Maybe we can say and explain why the Torah switches to a lashon yachid when discussing the third well, and why the Torah discusses at length the incident of the digging of the wells. For one to be successful at avodas Hashem, one must work at it. At times it may seem difficult. One must continue to forge ahead, as was the case by the second well. There are times the Yetzer Hara tries to prevent us from doing what is right, without justification. We must look for purity. The wells have to be pure, without evil partners that can bring a person down. One must keep his distance from all negative influences at all costs. This rule applies even if doing so cuts off his water supply and he must go elsewhere for it. Perhaps the third well represents the Rabbi Nishlal himself, Kavi Yochel, digging the well. Vayachpar! Who's Vayachpar? Perhaps it means Hashem himself. If we continue to strive in our Avodas Hashem, Hashem will help us achieve our goals. This will help hasten the coming of the final and everlasting Beis Hamikdash. It's a terrible tragedy that happened this week in Eretz Yisrael, Rahmana Litzlan. These monsters, Rishoyim, went into a shul and killed people. They killed Yidden, Tyre Yidden. We have to do tshuva. We have to realize it's a message for all of us. It's a message for Gan Klal Yisrael. We can't mix and intermingle with the Goyim. They want to share the water supply with us, just so we shouldn't have Kedusha. We have to stay away from them, and stay pure and Kaddosh, Shmi Zeicha, to see the ultimate and final Beis HaMikdash, one that will be pure, one that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself will build, and be L'Netzach Netzachim. Have a good Shabbos.